Blog Talk Radio.
To a live broadcast of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show on Blog Talk Radio. When this episode of the Hard Rockin' Sports Show is complete, you can find it and all past episodes of our show on Spotify by going to Spotify.com, finding the podcast section, and searching for Hard Rockin' Sports. He loves the bass so much. We're not even allowed to look at it when we're in practice, by the way, Mr. Butler. He won't even let us look at the bass, and certainly we're not allowed to pick it up, just for the record. But go ahead, Jeff, keep going.
No, I agree. Don't let anyone touch it.
Yeah,
I'm not going to worry about bass, that. You said don't let anybody touch it. Nobody. I don't know what to say. I love you, Giza.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mike. You gentlemen are very, you blokes are wonderful. I'll come back, I promise, to talk some sports. I just got to get on a plane before I miss it.
Go.
When I'm sitting here beside the railroad track, and I'm waiting for that train to bring her back. Yeah, she's not on the 519, then I'm gonna know what sorrow means, and I'm gonna cry, cry, cry all the way home. All the way home.
All the way home.
All the way home.
All the way home.
Then I'm gonna cry, cry, cry all the way home. Now her daddy never liked me this easy, and he could not get it through his old gray head.
Go.
And that's my cue to start the show. Welcome to another edition of the Hard Rock and Sports Show, live from high atop Hard Rock and Sports Studios in beautiful scenic Monroe, New Jersey. We are your three-hour weekly get-together where we bring you all the biggest news from around the worlds of hard rock, heavy metal, and of course, the wide world of sports. And thanks, guys, for tuning in on this Thursday night, May the 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. And I can't believe we are close to 6 months done of this year. We're close. We're another month from that, but still, we are real close to half this year gone already. I remember Christmas and New Year's like it was yesterday, and we are closing in on 540 episodes, 8 years of the Hard Rock and Sports Show this July. So as we get there, we will we'll be bringing you lots of great stuff. We got stuff coming up tonight, tomorrow, next week. But we got a big show tonight. Jeff and I be chatting for about 2 hours and change, and lots of great stuff to talk about. I hope you guys have had a great week. I hope you guys have had some fun this week. The weather's been beautiful. A couple warm days last weekend, but then otherwise very spring-like this week, light jacket. So I hope you guys have had a good week. Lots of sports going on right now. Rangers, I got up on the screen here tonight. The Rangers are 2-2, headed back to Carolina for game 5 of their best of 7. This looks like it's destined to go for 7 games. I would be shocked if it didn't. I the home team has won every game. I think Carolina has played well. Listen, I think this has been a very good series. If you wanted it, if every even series, the Rangers could have won game 1. They were up with, up 1 with 2 minutes of change left. Wound up giving up the tying goal, and then shortly thereafter in overtime giving up the game-winning goal. This could be a 3-1 series right now. The Rangers have played really well, probably better than most people expected. But this is a big game tonight. You don't want to have to go, you don't want to have to go back to New York and win if you're the Rangers. Not that you can't. They played extremely well in their own building. They played well here. But I really do believe that the Rangers have found the way to beat this team. And they're playing it. They're playing good defense, and they're playing really good, not sloppy offense, putting the puck on the net. And the goaltending, if it comes down to goaltending, the Rangers win. Shesterkin has been absolutely, other than the 2 games he got pulled in Pittsburgh, he has been absolutely amazing. And in this series, he's just been flat out on top of his, standing on top of his head. So I'm expecting a good game tonight. Should be a close one. I won't give you a prediction because it's biased. So I won't even give you the prediction for it. But this should be a very good game. Might be a little chippy. I think this game could get a little chippy. I mean, there's been some hitting, and Carolina still they're probably owed a little something, but I think this one goes pretty clean. I don't think anybody wants to make the big mistake, and as bad as Carolina's power play's been, you don't want to give them a chance to do it. So, looking forward to it. I'll give you some updates as I'm going. I'm sure you're watching it at home, but if you're not, then you're tuned into the Hard Rock and Sports Show tonight. I will keep you updated, and Jeff should be on with us shortly. He had something to do. He's running a little late, so Jeff should be on with us very shortly. Let me just get all the accoutrements, as they call them, up on the screen. There we go. And again, guys, welcome to the Hard Rock and Sports Show this Thursday night. So we got plenty to talk about. Let's get to a little bit of Yankees-Mets. Both teams still top of their divisions. Let me see. Hold on a second. This is yesterday's paper. I don't know if I have today's, but that's okay. Let's see. Hold on a second, folks. Let me get the – there it is. So the Yankees win last night. They are 30-13, 17 games over 500, and 4.5 games up on Tampa as they run through tonight's game. In Tampa, starting a new series, the Mets are off tonight after a shellacking and probably not the first, one in a long time, the Mets lost a series. They faced a good team, and they got shellacked. Their pitch is struggling. But listen, DeGrom's still out. Scherzer's out for another 6 weeks, possibly longer, who knows. Bassett took a beating. You know, this Met team is going to have to find a way to win. That's just a bummer. Now, I tell you, I like the way it's built. They play decent defense. They hit. This team can hit. And if they ever get their pitching settled, this will be a good team. Now, they have a very tough stretch in June. So other than a couple of games with Miami, they're going to be tested. They had a nice long road trip out west, San Francisco, San Diego, and with the Angels. So they're going to be tested this month, and this is going to be about before they get their big guns back. The rumor is the Mets are trying to get DeGrom back for the end of June. So I would tend to think that it'll happen right after the All-Star break. I have to see when the All-Star break is. It may be a little later. It used to be like the first Tuesday of the month. It could be the second Tuesday now. I'm not really sure. So if it's early in the month, you could see DeGrom back at that point, but who knows? But that'll help, obviously, as long as he's healthy. Don't forget, the guy hasn't pitched in a long time. So, DeGrom is still, to me, the best pitcher in baseball. But let's not think he's going to come out there now, start pitching 7-8 strong innings tonight. He's going to be on a pitch count and or an innings count at the very least. So we'll see. But it's going to be interesting for both teams, Yankees and Mets again. The Mets with a loss out there are now 29-16. So they are 13 games over 500 playing. They think they're 7 or 7.5 games up in the division. So listen, both are struggling with injuries. The Yankees now kind of, I won't say decimated, but, Lemieux's been out a couple of days with a wrist. You got Stanton just goes on now with some sort of an ankle problem, which, par for the course, but let's hope it's early in there. But I think the big thing with Stanton is when he gets back, he needs to be able to get on the field ASAP and not tie up the entire DH spot. You want him out in right field a few days a week. That makes this a better team. And frankly, the guys play really well out there. Again, pitching staff's been really good. They trot out J.P. Sears last night. Five strong innings of I think he had three hits, shutout ball, struck out, I think, five. The kid came out, pitched well. So, that was the seventh starter they've used this year, and not for injuries. Luis Gil and J.P. Sears pitched because of doubleheader problems. But, the Yankees' problem is, staying healthy. And to be honest with you, what do they do with Aaron Hicks? Aaron Hicks has just been horrendous. And I didn't see it last night. I fell asleep. But I meant to watch the replays before the game started. I didn't get a chance to, but before the show started. But there's been talk that he was kind of dogging it last night or not playing enthusiastically. They said it today on the radio, and I think they're right. When you are, not hitting or you are just in a slump, let's call it that way, you can get by with playing hard, play defense, do all the little things, run the bases hard when you do get on base, make something happen. But when you're getting picked off second base in a big spot, when you're not hustling out there, well, to me, that's the biggest sin. That is the bigger sin. So, okay. It's unbelievable. It is what it is. I just think that at some point they may have to make a move with Aaron Hicks. It may come down to the point where either benching him or releasing him. I don't think you'll trade him. I can't imagine you get anything back for a guy like that. Between the injuries and this in the extended slumps and just coming up very small in big spots, I questioned it at the time, but I'm really questioning now Brian Cashman's decision to give him a 7-year deal based on one good year with the Yankees. But that's okay. But turnover in the Ranger end, Shesterkin makes a nice big point blank save. And we're 2 minutes into the Rangers right now. But again, like I said, Stanton out. You got Loaisiga is now on the IL. Chapman's out now with some sort of a heel Achilles problem. Who else? Donaldson's been out with, and we'll get to that whole saga once Jeff gets here. But Donaldson's been out with an illness, and Gallo was out a couple of days. And there's another guy who's you know, at some point got to learn to hit in this league. I just don't know if it's stubbornness or just an inability to learn. I have no idea. But this is a guy who just has to open up and just rip the ball. Everything's a pull instead of, hey, Darren, how are you, buddy? We are doing okay, Darren. Good. Thanks for popping up, brother. Thanks for popping up. That's our good friend Darren Joseph. He's an amazing comedian and a great guy. You get a chance to follow him and check him out when he performs all over the island and in the local area. Make sure you do. But, yeah, I mean, so the Yankees got some issues. Now, luckily, you know, they were able to build up a nice lead. They're 17 games up and over 500, and they certainly are four and a half games up. It's going to be a big series now with Tampa. But there's some issues with the Yankees right now, and this is going to be a big stretch for them. So we'll see what this team's got, and we'll keep you apprised. You got to love the fact that the Yankees are finding ways to win differently than they have in the past. I think that's my big thing with the Yankees. You got it, brother. That's my big thing with the Yankees has always been they're sitting back playing for the three-run homer, and this team, you know, it does the little things. It's scoring from, I mean, Torres scores from second base on wild pitches. They're actually bunting. They're moving runners around. They're playing with speed. The defense has been really good this year. Kind of Falefa has really made a big adjustment, and this team is, you know, he's played well. And now you get guys like Alex Trevino, the catcher, has a big night the other night. I mean, they've been ripping the, you know, 6-9. And then the other night, they just tear it up, and he goes 3-4, a couple of home runs, drives in runs. I mean, the game winner. You know, this team's just finding ways to win. But the biggest thing for me is this Yankee staff has been great, honestly great. This Yankee staff has been, Cortez has been almost unhittable. Montgomery's been good. If he's ever got any sort of offensive production, he'd be even better. Cole's been good. Other than a couple of bad spots, and last week he was great. He had one small part of an inning, and it cost him the game. But other than that, he went 8 innings, struck out, I think 11. He's been lights out. So this Yankee team is better. They got to stay healthy, and they got to fix a couple spots. You know, they got to get some production out of left field. They got to get some production from catcher a little bit more. I like the fact that we're getting the defense, so I can live. I can certainly live with lack of production from the catching spot as long as they're playing defense. And the pitching staff's paying for it. The pitching staff right now is benefiting from the fact that this Yankee team has good catching. And it's a big difference. I mean, I'm sorry. Same guy's pitching. Okay, Severino's pitching. You know, you got Cortez, you know, Montgomery, Cole, and you're getting quality start after quality start because the catchers are good catchers. They're solid backliners. They're solid guys back there. And I think that's the big thing for me. And I said it all along. If I'm going to give up a little something, I'll give up a little offense behind the plate. Well, you got enough offense everywhere else. You can give it up. But you don't want to give away runs. And you want your pitchers to be confident that they're throwing to somebody who, if they make some mistake in the dirt, if they make a mistake somewhere on the line, they can fix it, and they can pick it up. So we're going to keep our eyes on the Yankees, the Mets. Like I said, this Mets team is good. I think it's still a work in progress, and they got some injury issues. They got to find ways to get certain guys like Smith on the field a little bit more. But having said that, this team can play. And the problem for them is the opposite. Their pitching has not been great. They're getting good hitting. I mean, what's his name? Alfonso. Alonso has been tearing it up, absolutely tearing it up. So, you know, it's been fun. Rangers again, we're about 4 or 5 minutes in, and Shesterkin's looked sharp at 14 minutes, 33 seconds left in the first period. Shesterkin's looked extremely sharp right here. So this should be an interesting game again. Carolina is beating up on the Rangers a little bit. And keeping the play in their end, but this should be a good game, and I'll keep you updated as we move along. Rangers tied up in this best of seven series 2-2 at Carolina tonight, and the home team has won every game so far in the series. So let's see if the Rangers can break that streak and see how it goes. But I see my partner in crime has finally reared his ugly head, and I think he's ready to join us and get the show really kicked off. So again, thanks for tuning into the Hard Rockin' Sports Show tonight for Thursday, May 26th. And we got lots to talk about tonight. We're going to get to a lot more baseball tonight, more than usual, because of the Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson issues. We'll get to talk to Jeff about that and a lot of other things as we get started here on the Hard Rockin' Sports Show. So hang in there. Let's get on my partner crime and the sexiest man on his side of the screen, Mr. Jeff Towinski. What's up there, Hefe?
Not much. I didn't know whether to start in right away or...
Well, listen, you made all sorts of threats and promises and all sorts of shit. So it's the night is young. You can do what you want. It's your show. You can do this anything you want.
Okay. I'll let a few slip in here and there.
Okay. We're going to get to a lot of stuff tonight, guys.
This is a giant garden.
Oh, boy. Here we go. We're going to actually, at some point tonight, we're going to break down all 32 quarterbacks in this league. We're going to kind of rank them, see if we can come up with an agreement. Now, this is not going to be two separate lists. We're going to make this one list, and we're going to try to come up with a list. I'll try to get them on the screen if I can, and we'll be able to pick from all of them and try to come up with a top 32 NFL quarterbacks. But, Jeff, we don't start to show off with stuff like that. We start to show off a couple of ways, and one of them is by me asking you, Jeff, how was your week?
Long week, Tom. Long week.
Long week, more than usual. What was it this week that got you to be a long week?
Well, my days off were changed.
Oh, really? Permanently?
Yeah, so I'm off right now Thursday and Friday. I got to work Saturday.
That's just a one time thing, or that's going
no,
forward?
No, it's going to be possibly for the summer.
Wow.
But that's okay. It's extra money.
Okay.
And you know, being the days off a change, so I was home all day today, and I mean, my wife is home tomorrow. She took Friday off, so at least I'll have somebody home with me. If not, I would have 2 days off alone.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, listen, it is what it is.
Oh, okay. I mean, do you get a say in this? Were you asked, or this was basically?
Yeah, we, me and my boss have conspired to do this. Not that we want to, either one of us. We were talking about it, but it's, sometimes it's a matter of principle, and you need to do what you need to do.
Right. All right. Well, listen.
You did.
That's interesting, and it's a little bit of a controversy right here in the Rangers. There was a wraparound attempt by the Carolina Hurricanes, and looks like one of the Rangers skated into the net, knocked the nets off the moorings. We'll wait for a replay here, Jeff, to see what happens around the net. And no, the puck does not ever enter the net. Now, I don't know how this happens now. Does the puck never gets anywhere near the net, and I don't think that you could call this any sort of a goal or no. I think this is a legal play. The guy went back to stop anyway. I will see what the referees call on this one. But Jeff, have you watched any of the Rangers series? Have you glanced over at the Rangers at all? No, not at all, huh?
I totally lost all interest in hockey when they canceled their season. When a sport canceled the season, I was into it for. Dude, I knew so much stuff about hockey that your experts, whoever you could get on the air as an expert, wouldn't have known half of what I knew. I knew some, like, absurd hockey shit. I just got so immersed in it. It was unbelievable, the stuff that I learned in such a short period of time. And my friend used to call me up because he was a big Ranger fan. He watched the Rangers all the time.
Uh-huh.
What's up, Michael? And he would watch the Rangers all the time, and he would turn around and tell me that, you know, like ask me the questions, that the trivia questions they ask in between periods when he couldn't get them.
Right.
And he was like, I know you know this. And I'm like, yeah, that's easy. Like, and I tell him, like, and it would be stupid questions like, who's the 27th leading scorer in, like, 1972? And I would know this stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I got so into it. It was unbelievable. And then they went on strike.
Right, 94.
And then when they came back, I was like, where did all the players go? I knew. Like, where did they all go? All of them disappeared. It was like, oh, somebody stole them and put these other guys back. And I just never got back into it.
Yeah, I lost track of hockey for a few years myself.
I would say from 99 until mid-2000s, 2012, I watched very little, kept up with it, you know, just in the newspapers, in a sense. Didn't watch a lot of hockey. Now, even now, I don't watch a lot of hockey during the season because I don't have Comcast anymore on my – Comcast no longer has MSG, so I don't get to see Ranger or Knick games unless they're national. But I've gotten to see all the playoff games, and it's been a great series. We talk about it all the time. Playoff hockey is just amazing, and it's even better when it's your team.
Well, you know, it's just, what's a shame is that how they hold the hockey fan hostage. And they've been doing that for a long, long time. You've had this problem. I remember when hockey was only shown on Channel 9.
Sure.
It seemed like late at night, and you would see the advertisements on, and that would be the only time that it would be on the Mets show, Channel 9.
Yeah.
Well, Mets were on Channel 9, the Yankees were on Channel 11.
That's very true.
And the Knicks and Rangers.
Yep.
I don't remember if the Islanders were on Channel 9.
No.
So.
No, it was Knicks and Rangers, Channel 9, and only away games, no home games.
Rangers were only away games?
Rangers and Knicks. You never saw a Ranger or a Knick game from a home, unless it was a national game.
And I mean, come on, why is that? Why fuck the fan?
Oh, that was the way, because back in the day, they would say they didn't want you watching on TV because they wanted you to go to the game.
Okay, but you know what? Going to the game and watching it on TV are two different
100%
experiences. And being at Madison Square Garden at best has, what, 20,000 seats?
I would say probably less than that for some of those teams because of the rink and the court, you probably get probably a little less than that, but yes.
All right, so, you know, like, you only fit X amount of people in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but then again, there was no cable, and I understand certain things that were different back then, but it seems as though that the hockey fan has always had a fight and struggle.
Absolutely.
To see his sport.
100%.
And it's just not right. But no matter who's playing and what's going on, it always seems more interesting when the New York Rangers are involved in it.
I would wholeheartedly agree. And they're playing this as a good team.
The Rangers aren't involved in it one way or another. I mean, the Devils won Stanley Cup after Stanley Cup in the early 2000s and late 90s.
Late 90s, yeah.
Okay, and the Islanders, you know, I don't know what they've been doing, to be honest, which I know that they're not the same shitty team they once were.
No, they had a couple really good years, but it hasn't gotten up to a cup yet, so...
No, Mike, what team – you're from Florida, right?
Mike's a Penguin fan, if I got it right, because we were chatting about that a few weeks ago.
Mike, where are you from, and who is your team? When you get a chance, if you can answer that for us, please. And you know what, Tom? There was no – last year – well, not last year. In years previous when I was watching it, it just seemed to be larger than life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would say, you know what, I think they were more nationally known players. You know, listen, we grew up on we came off the Gordie Howe years and some of those years with those Montreal Canadian teams. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, the Gretzky's and the Messiers and Jagr and Lemieux. You know, there was some...
Jaromir Jagr.
Uh-huh.
He was involved in a car accident. He got hit by a train.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He'll be okay. But he's going to be playing for the team that he owns.
Yes, he's been hanging in there with some. I think it's a Russian based team. A Russian league. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure of that.
Whatever the case is, but he's going to be coming back to play at 50 years old.
Listen, the guy's still playing. I mean, he's still playing NHL hockey a few years ago. So amazing, huh?
You know, he spent real quick without looking it up. Do you know anything about Jagr's career?
Well, I mean, I watched a lot of it. I mean, you have to be specific, and I'd have to think about it, but go ahead.
So we all know he played for the Pittsburgh Penguins for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then he bounced around the league and pretty much became a journeyman. He played with so many different teams. I know he played with Boston, the Rangers, Calgary, a couple others. I can't remember all offhand. I think St. Louis. What team... did Jaromir Jagr spend, after the Penguins,
yep.
What team did he spend the next amount of most time with?
I would say that would be the Rangers.
Yeah, exactly. The Rangers, man.
Yep.
I blew my mind. Only 4 years with the Rangers.
Yep, he played 4 years with the Rangers. Then you're right, then he bounced. Philly, Dallas a year, Boston a year, the Devils 1 year.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. He played with the Panthers, too.
Yep, back to the Devils, and he played 3 years with the Panthers and 1 year with Calgary, and that's at 45 was his last year, 22 games.
He played with the Rangers, which was several years. He played with the Devils also, played several years into his career with them. He was near the end of his career. He was still playing 82-game seasons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Listen, you know.
That guy's a fucking Iron Man.
At age 41, he played 82. Age 42, he played 77. Age 42. Age 43, 79 games. Age 44, 82 games. 45 was his last year. He only played 22 games. So. Listen, he was...
You know, look up real quick. Look at why you got it. Look up Chris Chelios.
Okay.
I think he played past 45, I believe.
Okay, let's see. Chris Chelios played until he was 48 years old.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yes. And again, another guy at 46 played 69 games. 47 played 28 games. His 48th year, he only played 7 games for Atlanta. So, but, yeah, he, again, right, 46 years old, 69 games, 45, 71 games, 44, 81 games. There's a guy who played a lot of hockey, Jeff, a lot of hockey. Total of 1,651 games in his career.
Yeah, you got to think, like, these guys, do they eat breakfast, go in the other room, and come back and ask their wife to make them something to eat because they forgot they ate already, that their brains are so scrambled from playing hockey. You're lucky they didn't weigh 400 pounds because it'd be like, you already ate, motherfucker. Get out of here.
Let's see. Mike is originally from Ohio but has been in Florida since 96. I'm a Penguin fan, but since I live just an hour from Sunrise, I've been looking at some houses in Sunrise, as a matter of fact. I get some listings from that, but that's a... where the Panthers play, I like to go to 10 or 15 of their games a year and have adopted them as my honorary second favorite team. So you're from Ohio, and yet you're a Penguin fan. Interesting. Okay.
Well, Pittsburgh is probably out west.
It's close. Yeah, I would say it's not far from that area, but, yeah, unfortunately.
There's no Cleveland whatever,
no,
but they used to be.
I believe there was a Cleveland hockey team way back in the day. I don't know if that was...
Yes, there was. They weren't the Golden Seals.
No, that was California.
Yeah, I think they were called California, too.
Let's see. You had the Cleveland Barons. From 1977 to 1978. And
only 1 year?
That's what it says. And then there's the Cleveland Crusaders. From 77, that was not an NHL team. The Cleveland Barons, I will click on them. Oh, well, Jeff, I got to tell you, the Cleveland Barons became the California Golden Seals, the Oakland Seals. So you're on the money. They were the Cleveland Barons in 77-78. They started as the Oakland Seals in 68. In 1971, they became the California Golden Seals. They were the California Golden Seals until 76, and then they became the Cleveland Barons for 2 seasons.
Oh, that's right, Mike. Yeah, the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Yes.
They were
that's right.
In the, Ohio.
That's...
But, let me ask you this while we got Mike on the phone, and let's see if we could stump Mike.
Oh, boy.
I've had this conversation with people before.
Okay.
What is a Blue Jacket?
Oh.
What the fuck is a Blue Jacket? Because their mascot looks like a bug. So, just curious if anyone out there knows exactly what a blue jacket is, other than, you know, wearing a blue jacket. They named the hockey team after something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I would guess. I don't know. That's a good question. I'm looking it up. I'm trying to see if they can give me a... I don't see. Let's see. I'm going to their Wikipedia page.
We're all going to tell you what it's...
I'm trying. It's possible. It says the Blue Jackets. Do you want me to tell you, or you want to wait for Mike?
Yeah. We'll see if Mike...
I'll hold it for Mike. It's interesting. It's a very interesting. It's not after a bug, I'll tell you that much.
No?
It doesn't seem to be, no.
All right. Mike took a stab at it. Did you see Mike's answer?
It's a reference to Blue Jackets after the Revolution War would be my guess. Close. It is. Whereas the Blue Jackets logos, the Blue Jackets name and logos are inspired. And the Carolina Hurricanes just scored 1-0 in the first period, 7 minutes to go. Are inspired by Ohio Civil War history. The Blue Jackets play their home games at the Nationwide Arena in downtown. So it's something to do with Ohio's Civil War. During the American Civil War, the state of Ohio played a key role in providing troops, military officers, and supplies to the Union Army, blah, 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 blah. So it has something to do with the tradition of the Ohio Civil War.
Oh, okay.
So that's,
oh, you mean the Civil War?
Civil War of the country. Well, it says Ohio Civil War history. So, yes.
Okay.
So I guess that's
Speaking of history. I just had a post removed from Facebook.
Really? Well, for what now did you speak?
Well, I didn't say anything. It's something I posted that I got from Facebook. It's a picture of a brown man from the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
And it says, the face you make when your boss volunteers you for the next suicide bombing. And they removed it.
This was an old post that they removed?
Yeah, they removed it. It was posted in January, but it was originally posted years before that.
And they went back now and took it away from you? And did you and you get notified for this?
Yeah, I got a notification.
And by the way, we have been banned from YouTube for 2 weeks.
Why now?
Well, this was as of last week. Something in the one of the YouTube videos we played last week for the show, I think one of the wrestling videos, was deemed inappropriate for young children. Yes. So we were only on tonight on Facebook. The show is not being uploaded to Facebook, which I will do after anyway.
Being uploaded to Facebook?
No, sorry. It's not being uploaded to YouTube. Usually we do both, and it's automatically saved onto YouTube. So all of our old shows are on YouTube. So if you ever want to see them, all we have to do is go to our YouTube page, and they're all there. Makes life easy. I don't have to download them. They're saved. But for some reason, something we played last week violated their code of conduct, and we are not allowed to upload anything to YouTube for another week.
Wow, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Yeah. So anyway, Jeff, one thing we get to talk about. We'll talk about. I want to get to Josh Donaldson and the woke culture, but I do want to mention Ray Liotta's passing. I'd like to play a little something. What's up, Dig? I'm going to play a little something, and we'll talk a little bit about Ray Liotta. So stand by a second. Let me get that up on the screen here. I went for something simple and one of my favorite scenes of a movie.
Yeah. You can hit the one right here, huh? You're a low ball hitter.
And I just love this game.
One of my favorite scenes from one of my favorite movies, that's Field of Dreams and Ray Liotta playing Shoeless Joe Jackson. And I have to tell you, first off, if that's him swinging the bat, it's horrendous. Second of all, they made Shoeless Joe Jackson a right-hander, which is, you know, obviously not true. He was a left-hander. In fact, in the movie, I believe, there was a line about how Babe Ruth stole his swing. And Babe Ruth obviously is a left-handed hitter, so why would I don't know why they wouldn't get an actor who was a better baseball player and B, bats left-handed. I mean, Ape Man Out did it with D.B. Sweeney, but I don't know if you're a fan of the movie, Jeff, or a fan of Ray Liotta's, but I there's several movies that I liked, and it was a shame at 67 passed away in his sleep.
I saw Ape Man Out. What was the name of it?
Men Out.
No, that movie
that was Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that movie, of course, a couple times. It's been a while since I seen it, but Ray Liotta, the first time I remember being exposed to Ray Liotta,
yes,
was going to see Goodfellas, of course.
Okay.
And Goodfellas is a movie that I've seen literally so many times that, mm-hmm. like, I can't just sit down and put it on and say, I'm going to watch Goodfellas now.
Oh, no.
I watched the fuck out of that movie so many times, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. But I will say this much, that it's an unbelievable job of acting.
Oh, yeah.
By Ray Liotta.
And sure.
Everything that he did in the movie, he was just great. And it's a shame anytime that an actor like that, a great actor, you know, at 67 years old, he still had plenty of time left. And, man, what a shame, huh?
Yeah, you know, it is, Jeff. And like I said, we talk about it all the time, that life takes away more than it gives at this point. So all you can go do is go back and celebrate. You know, he'll live forever on the screen. Some movies better than others. I mean, I'd have to say, you know, not the most standout career I've ever seen for an actor. Was, you know, obviously fantastic in Goodfellas. Loved him in not a huge part, but some memorable lines in Field of Dreams. Was pretty good in Copland. I don't know if you ever saw Copland. He was actually pretty good in that. He was, you know, he had a few movies. I'm trying to at this moment think him up, but Ray Liotta dead at 67. We don't know why yet, but you know, definitely.
Right in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, that's where I heard. Yeah. And also Alan White from Yes.
Which I have some stuff on that whenever you want it. Let me know.
Yeah, whenever you want to play it, man. It's another tremendous loss. I don't know if he was actually playing with the band at the time, but I know that he was a longtime drummer for Yes. And, you know, now with him and Chris Squire both gone, that's a shame.
I am going to share this screen up here for you, my friend. Let's see if I get it up here. Don't mind me. I got to skip the ad. This is a tribute to Alan White that I found online. I thought I'd play it. The drummer for Yes. There is some interesting tidbits I saw in this. I'm going to let it get to that point. Let's see. I'll stop it maybe. So Alan White, born in Pentel County, Durham, England, on June 14, 1949. English drummer, songwriter, best known for his tenure in progressive rock band Yes. He joined Yes in 72 as a replacement for original drummer Bill Bruford. In 1969, White had joined John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Plastic Ono Band, which I did not know. He notably played drums on the singles Instant Karma and Imagine, as well as on 8 tracks on Lennon's Imagine album. White performed over 50 albums by other performers, notably George Harrison, Ginger Baker's Air Force, Terry Reid, Joe Cocker, and The Ventures. And he passed away to May 26th, following an endless, a brief illness. Now let's play out a little bit. Richard, Jeff, you had asked me to find you a certain song. I'm going to play that right now for you. I got the live version of Roundabout.
Oops, people that aren't even Yes fans know this song.
Now, Jeff, what is it about? Are you a huge Yes fan? Is it the song? What is it about this song you asked me to play?
It's just a very well-known Yes song and everything. A lot of people know it. I'm not a huge Yes fan by any stretch, but it's a song that a lot of people know. And they made their mark in music history, without a doubt.
Let me see if I can find a couple spots where they highlight him. Let's skip
I don't
it
think anybody even knows what he looks like. I guess that's him there.
Yep, that's him there. I tried to find some solo stuff.
This is one of those bands that there was like 900 people that passed in and out of that band. And different variations out of the band and everything.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that's that's even Chris Squire playing bass there.
I don't think so. Looks awfully young.
Well, Chris Squire was very tall, too. You know, there was a, like I said, there was a couple different variations for Yes.
Well,
like, I can tell you with the graphics in the background, there's definitely some original members. I know the guitar player, I think his name was Steve Howe.
Yes.
He's there.
Yeah.
That looks like him down there.
I guess technically Alan White would be an original member, right?
I'm guessing, yeah.
I just want to give everybody a taste, a little tribute to Alan White. I'm assuming our good friend Joe Ganses will probably be doing some sort of a Alan White tribute or something. He usually kind of does that on his Around the Kids show, so you guys can look out for that for Joe. He's out there video streaming now and all that good stuff. So, but we pay our respects to Ray Liotta and Alan White, who will both wind up on the Jeff Death List at the end of this year.
As well as one other.
Oh, there's another?
I checked out today, man.
Who's that?
I don't remember his name, but he played in Depeche Mode. He was in Depeche Mode. So we lost three entertainers today.
Let's see if I can figure that out for you, Jeff.
Depeche Mode Death there, right there. I don't know who it was.
Let's see. Depeche Mode keyboardist Andy Fletcher passes away.
Yeah, there you go. The world is now Andy Fletcherless.
Yes. Alan White, Ray Liotta, and Andy Fletcher all gone in the same time, Jeff.
Yeah.
And the Rangers have tied the score with 40 seconds left in the first period. Rangers won. Carolina won. Best of seven series tied at two in Carolina. So great series. If you guys haven't watched it, make sure you get on it. Just too much depth in one day, Jeff, for the show. I
would say, man,
just
a lot
too
of people
much
to go in one day.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure there's a lot more, but of the famous variety, that's a lot. So, but I'll probably catch a little Ray Liotta movies over the weekend. I have to kind of check it. You know what, real quick, if you don't mind indulging me, I'd like to just find out what movies Ray Liotta was in, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
Let's see if we can.
He wasn't in that many that I know of. I mean,
that's what I'm interested in. That's why I'm interested.
He wasn't a leading man, as far as I know.
Well, he had his moments. So let's see. Let's see if I can get a list of the movies that Ray Liotta's been in.
Put in Ray Liotta movies. I seen it coming up as you were.
Oh yeah, what's our
his name? Yeah.
Let's go back to where I was.
Well, I mean, already it's not looking so good if it ain't on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah. Okay, there it is. Ray Liotta plastic surgery.
Yeah, he had some plastic surgery done.
Let's try that. All right, his filmography. Okay. So 1983 was The Lonely Lady, Jeff.
Never heard of it.
Me either. Something Wild in 86.
Nope.
Dominic and Eugene in 1988?
Nope.
Okay, first one we're going to hear of, Fields of Dreams in 89.
Heard of it.
Okay. Then in 1990, Goodfellas follows. He follows up for that. In 1991 is Women and Men 2. Never heard of it.
I heard of it, didn't know anything about it.
1992, Article 99.
I think I heard of it.
This one I saw was a good movie. Was a movie called Unlawful Entry with Ray Liotta and Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
He plays a cop who's stalking a couple. I saw that.
Yep.
94 is No Escape.
Nope.
Let's see. Corrina, 1994 with Whoopi Goldberg. I know for sure I didn't see that.
I didn't see it, but I remember when it was out.
Okay. How about Operation Dumbo Drop?
I remember that one.
Remember it, never saw it, 1995. Unforgettable in 1996. It's so forgettable, it's unforgettable. Here's a good movie, 1997's Turbulence. Very good movie.
Never heard of it.
Very good movie. Get a chance to watch Turbulence. Very good. He plays a crazed inmate on a flight. Very, very good movie.
Okay. I think I heard of that one.
1997's Copland. Again, one of those movies. Sylvester Stallone, Robert De Niro, good, solid movie. He was actually very good in it. 1998's Phoenix. Never heard of it. Let's see. The 1998's The Rat Pack. It's actually a musical.
Heard of that one, too.
Yeah, I guess he plays one of the Rat Pack in it. 1999's Muppets from Space.
Nope.
How about Forever Mine in 1999?
No.
2000's Pilgrim?
No.
Okay. How about The Rumor of Angels in 2000?
Sounds familiar, but I don't know for sure.
All right. How about Hannibal in 2001?
Did not know he was in it, but I heard of it.
Yeah. I did see Heartbreakers. He wasn't in it very long. But he was
That was with Jennifer Love Hewitt, right?
Yes, and Sigourney Weaver. He was in a movie 2001 again, Blow. Never heard of it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, okay. He was in there. Narc, 2002.
I heard of it.
John Q, I've heard, never seen it, in 2002.
Same here.
Point of Origin, 2002. Identity, 2003. Never heard of it.
No.
The Last Shot, 2004. Never heard of it. Control, 2004. Revolver, 2005. Slow Burn, 2005. Stop me if you heard any of these, Jeff. In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege Jail, 2007.
Nope.
Even Money, 2006.
Nope.
Local Color, 2006.
Nope.
The Comeback Season, 2006.
Negative.
Smoking Aces, 2006.
Yes, I heard of it.
Wild Hogs, I saw the movie. Don't remember him in it for some reason.
I remember it. I didn't see it.
I've seen it in 2007. I don't remember him in it. So I Battle in Seattle, 2007.
Negative.
The B Movie, 2007. The Line, 2009. Hero Wanted, 2008. Crossing Over, 2009. Observe and Report, 2009. Powder Blue, 2009. Youth in Revolt, 2009. Crazy on the Outside, 2010. Date Night, 2010.
Heard that.
Snowmen, 2010. Chasing 3000.
No.
Charlie St. Cloud.
Negative.
The Details.
No.
Son of No One.
Negative.
All Things Fall Apart.
No.
Street Kings 2.
Heard of it.
The River Murders.
No.
Ticket Out.
Never.
How about The Entitled? Killing Them Softly.
I think I heard of that one. Breathless, I think I heard it also.
Okay. The Iceman.
Iceman, is that based on?
Richard Kuklinski.
Kuklinski. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. That would actually be a good movie.
Well, he was in it. I don't know what he does not say what he stars as, but he's in it. The Place Beyond the Pines.
Nope.
Yellow.
Bad,
nope. Bad Karma.
Nope.
Devils in Details.
Nope.
Porn.
Nope.
Suddenly.
Negative.
Better Living Through Chemistry. Muppets Most Wanted. The Identical. Sin City. Revenge of the Green Dragons. Kill the Messenger. Stretch. Flock of Dudes. Texas Rising, Black Way, Campus Code, The Backup Dancer, Broken Soldier seems to be his last movie, 2022. Most of these, Jeff, I've never seen nor heard of.
Yeah, I never heard of them either.
Yeah, I guess most actors could probably say the same thing. They probably all have a lot of movies out there that we've never even seen or heard of. Well, yeah, a lot of straight-to-video.
His career was kind of spotty. You know, other than everybody knows him in Goodfellas and the baseball movie.
Yep.
The Dreams. And other than that, we each heard of a couple, but
yep.
Wasn't somebody whose career you'd be like, wow.
Yeah, he's one of those movies. He's one of those actors that there's certain actors that when I, like, I'm going to say the guy who plays Borat or I'm trying to think of somebody else. There's a couple. What's his name?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah, this tall, skinny guy plays drums. He looks like Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. What's his name? Will Farrell. Will Farrell movies comes on, and I can't turn it off fast enough.
Oh, thank God.
I can't turn it off fast enough. I just can't do it. There are certain people that I watch, and, you know, it doesn't matter. I'll try to hang into their movies a little bit, like Kevin Costner. I'm a big fan of Kevin Costner movies. Ray Liotta's one of those guys. You know, I like some of his stuff, but he doesn't make me run to watch a movie.
Oh, I hear you.
Speaking of movies, real quick, as we move off from the dead zone to the new Top Gun movies coming out. And I don't know if you're a fan of the original. Are you a fan of the original Top Gun movie?
I saw it a long, long time ago, you know, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
And I didn't. I've seen it, man, 30 years ago, if not more. So I don't remember everything, but none.
Oh.
If I don't watch it anymore, I'm okay.
Yeah, well, the new updated version, there's a sequel coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't, my wife and I don't go to a lot of movies. That's a movie I'd like to see in the movies. It just, you know, you get those big movies where there's planes flying around and, you know, the music's pop. I'm interested to see what the updated version is going to be. I've seen that movie countless times. There are parts of it I fast forward through, I'm a big fan of the Top Gun movie.
I remember seeing it, like I said, years ago, and I don't know, you know, listen, Tom Cruise, it was like his first really, well, Risky Business was his first one, but that was like his real adult movie.
Yeah.
Top Gun, and I mean, he was in the same size as he was in Risky Business.
Do you remember Val Kilmer?
Yeah.
That's Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val Kilmer's had some serious health issues.
It must have been a face altering disease.
Well, he had a throat taken out.
Yeah, he's actually back in the movie.
Yeah.
He was a big part of the first one as Iceman. I have to tell you, some actors just don't age gracefully, Jeff.
No, he definitely didn't. Keep in mind, he did battle cancer.
I give him credit. You're 100% right.
They gave him a choice. He could either breathe or eat or something like that.
Wow.
So they cut out his voice box.
Wow.
And through old clips and everything, they got him to talk. They pulled voices off of old clips.
Really?
That's how he will speak in the movie. Yeah.
Wow, that is very interesting. I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's there basically in face only.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. I did not realize that. I like I said, not a big movie going person, but I will try to talk my wife into spending a few minutes in the movie theaters maybe this weekend catching Top Gun the sequel, and I'll certainly catch it when it comes on broadcast TV because I'm a big fan. So, but are we all both still looking forward to? Do you have the countdown clock handy, by the way, for the big premiere of the Spinal Tap movie on March 19, 2024? We're still talking about it here at Hard Rock and Sports. Jeff and I.
It is. Well, that's my birthday. I don't know what that is. That's not good. Because my birthday is 8 months away.
I don't believe your birthday is that far in advance.
Spinal Tap. Is 21 months, 21 days, 4 hours, 1 minute, and 13 seconds.
Oh, Jeff.
Retirement day. Anybody gives a shit, it's 212 days till Xmas.
That's always a big thing around here in the Hard Rocket Sports Show. We got lots coming up. I was thinking about this today. It's like, you know what? If there's ever a time of the year where the Hard Rocket Sports Show is probably best to take a hiatus, it's this coming month. Because,
why you say that?
Well, because you know the show is really built on football, and football is about to go. Is the 1 month a year where football is basically dead. All the OTAs are over, free agency's completed. You know, everybody's got their team, and everybody's taking a month break in the football world, getting ready for training camp to start in July. And it's that whole month of June where, you know, baseball's in the dog days. You know, there's nothing really going on, no trades. The All-Star game's coming up. You know, there's nothing. There's just not a lot. I mean, I scoured the last 3 days trying to pull stories, and I said, boy, oh, boy, there's just a handful of stuff. And then we always get through it. There's so much to talk about, just you and I, that we can make the show work. But It's just, you know, this is that month where it's like, okay, wait till July. July, you start seeing all the stories, and all of a sudden, you know, who's getting released and who's not showing up for camp. And but we got a couple stories, Jeff, so I want to start getting to those tonight. But it's definitely getting a little did Facebook boot you guys? Somebody's saying we got booted.
Well, I'm here.
I know we're on, but I don't know if we're showing up on Facebook. Let me take a look. Did you guys boot? Did Facebook boot you guys? Ted can't pull it up. When I comment, it says content's been removed. Uh-oh. I think we're off the air, Jeff.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I still don't know. I mean, the check mark's still here, so as far as I know, we're still on the air.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, what did we do that we're off the air?
I do not know. I do not know, Jeff. We may have pissed off the Facebook world. We are on the air.
Content has been removed.
That's what he said.
Wow. Well, that's not good.
No. Hold on. Yeah, Ted Wilson, our good buddy.
Oh, no. The live broadcast has expired.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why we've been taken off the air, I guess, Jeff. I don't know what we did.
Well, did you, Hard Rock and Sports, plan to go live in 23 hours?
No, we were live already.
Yeah.
No, we were live already, so we were there. And the show goes as long as we're on, so I don't.
It seems like the time is right. I don't know.
I don't know. Hold on. I mean, we're still. I mean, according to the, it says we are live now. That doesn't mean that we're broadcasting, and I don't know why they pulled us. I mean, unless you know, playing the roundabout video or the Ray Liotta stuff, something got us booted off the air.
You got to be kidding me.
Okay, it's streaming for me, but won't pull up for Ted, and it won't let me comment. So he's still. So Mike, you're seeing us, but they won't let you comment on the show. I guess we must have pissed off Facebook now, Jeff.
Wow, nice.
Anybody else you want to piss off?
No, I don't know what we did wrong.
Yeah, Ted's right. Ted's saying he thinks we got a copyright issue with the Yes video.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. And believe me, this is stuff that's on Facebook. I'm not, you know, I didn't pull this out of the air. Like, I didn't steal this someplace. This is there.
Yeah, really. Like, is Yes suing us or wearing?
All right, so Mike is seeing us, but we can't comment.
I don't see anything. How do you know? What is he always getting you?
I don't know. Mike says he's got a stream of us, but he can't comment. They said the
Luke Cloak just said he can't post on the show either.
Yeah, so Facebook has stuck it in our ass again, Jeff.
Wow.
So can he see us?
I'm just asking him now. Wow, what the fuck, man?
It's a tight ass world. The woke culture, Jeff. The woke culture's getting us.
Woke Cloak is gonna come through with an answer.
I mean, if people can't comment, they can't comment. Something they can do, but as long as they can see us, then we might as well keep going.
I didn't see it on Facebook when I looked on Facebook.
Yeah,
I guess I could see you and hear you, but they can't post.
Okay, so all right, so sorry guys, we like when people are involved, but unfortunately,
hit us on.
Yeah, I see us. We're there. I could see us, Jeff, on Facebook right now. So we're there.
We will relay your. Can I air a grievance?
Sure. Bring it on.
Okay. I sent somebody a text message today.
Yeah.
I shouldn't mention names because they're unable to, if they are watching by any chance, they're unable to defend themselves.
Ah, okay.
Okay. And, this person is in a band and asked me to try out for the band.
Okay.
So I went a couple weeks ago to try out for the band. And then they had another bass player there.
Okay.
because they had some shows.
I know the backstory, but I don't know this part, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, so I didn't hear nothing for a while. I didn't hear you guys loud and clear. Will Cope could hear us and see us.
All right, good. Well, if they want to comment, just do it through Messenger. Yeah. That's all.
Through Messenger, we'll
relay it to each other.
Online.
Yep.
Well, anyway, this person, I sent them a message earlier, text message.
Uh-huh.
Just ask, like, you know, what's the story? Because I have to learn stuff, you know?
Right.
I don't want to learn stuff if I'm not going to be in a band or all this other shit. You know, they wouldn't even answer the text message?
I do know, because I think I was in the same spot as you.
Really?
Yes.
They just totally stopped answering?
Yeah, and then it was like weeks later, I got a, we're going a different way, which I had already known. But it took like 2 or 3 weeks after I had stopped asking. And believe me, I didn't go chasing. I asked once or twice.
Well, I asked. I can even, let me see if I can find it. And then you tell me.
No, I can't say anything because the question I want to ask would give it away who it is. So I won't ask the question.
Well, listen, so I sent them a message.
Yeah.
After this was on Thursday, May 12th. Okay. At 5:53 p.m. And they didn't answer till 8:06. I was like, what did you guys think about last night? So they said, we thought you were awesome, but we knew that already. You did a great job with the songs, especially for not knowing them or even hearing them prior to me sending them to you. The only issue is that we have gigs booked and coming up soon that we don't want to cancel. If we had nothing booked and we had plenty of time to go through things, it would have been a no-brainer. We were thinking to maybe use this guy Mike for now. This way you could focus on the things you have coming up. And we don't rush you. Take your time and learn the songs when you can. And when you have time for them, obviously, if you're okay with that. If you want me to be 100% honest, I don't know how long he would last anyway. He already doesn't seem to keep track of things well, and that could be a problem. So, like, nothing bad, right?
No, not at all.
So I says, after the 28th, I don't have anything else going on. I'd like to play. But I also don't want to be on the sidelines waiting to go in for very long. Most of these songs aren't too hard, and if you guys want me to play, let me know so I'll keep learning the songs. If not, let me know so I don't have to try to cram these songs in. I know you guys need a bass player, and that's cool, but I don't want to have to wait very long either, meaning that,
yeah,
you know, listen, don't keep booking shows, and if you want me to learn some stuff, I'll learn it. You know,
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but don't say it's going to be, well, we'll wait for this guy to basically quit, and then you're up next.
Yeah. So haven't heard anything. So then I said today,
uh-huh.
I said, I did the show that I did last Friday, and I'm getting back into learning songs again. I know you have a few shows lined up with that other guy, but if you're still interested in me playing with you guys, I'm still interested in doing it. Just let me know if you want me to go forward with learning more songs. If not, please let me know so I can concentrate on some other material. Nothing. Not a thing.
Wow.
I don't think I was demanding, right?
Not at all.
So,
you remember when it was me, and again, to me, I never even expected to get the invite, let alone be invited to be in. But it was definitely insulting. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
it's insulting. Know. It's you know, we're friends first. You invited me. I didn't ask, and then you kind of like douche it, you know. So,
yeah, I'm trying to find the original text. Oh, hi, Jeff. How are you? It's so-and-so from this band. I hope you don't mind that I got your number for Jay. I wanted to reach out because I'm sure, as you know, the other guy left us also. I know the drummer said you're not really into what we play, but I figured it was worth a shot. If you want this spot, it's yours. Hopefully you do.
This is recent?
This was on Friday, April 29th.
Oh, that was your original.
Yeah, that was the first one.
Okay.
So I don't know, but you know, I really.
But my text was even more like, I'm trying to think back to it, but I remember showing it to you, but it was basically, we need somebody and it's your spot, like sight unseen.
Yeah, well, you know, listen,
so
you saw what I got.
Yeah, I get you. So. Listen, I feel bad because I know you really want to play, and even though the stuff's not exactly the stuff you want to play, and I get that, you know, I do. So, Yeah, I just
sorry. I got a text today.
Uh-huh.
From somebody else a little while ago. I was out with my wife, and I got a text from somebody that is looking to play. I don't want to mention any names right now.
But
I guess we will find out.
Oh, okay. Hopefully that works. Hopefully that works out for you.
We'll see what happens.
Let's see. Rangers 17 minutes, 18 seconds left in the second period. Tied 1-1 in Carolina. Game 5, best of 7, tied at 2 each. Home team winning all 4 games so far. So sit tight. It looks like a good hockey game. If you got a chance to throw it on, throw it on. Have the screen up, but have your volume up on the Hot Rockin' Sports Show. Lots of still stuff coming on here, even though I think we've been banned again. Even though we're banned again. Whatever.
If I got any more inboxes from Will Cloak.
Okay. You know, I do want to bring up.
I will waste my time if the guy doesn't reply back then. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right, Lou. Will, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But it hasn't been easy finding people to play with since the pandemic. But I hear you. You're 100% right, but. I'm going to play it by ear, but I might have something else coming. I don't know. Who the fuck knows?
We'll see.
Who knows?
By the way, if anybody can listen, I do have another amp I'm looking to give away. I have the Line 6 combo. Nice amp. I want to give it away. I might donate it again to my friends at Old Bridge Militia, but I'll put it out there. I might throw a Facebook post up there if anybody has a young kid. Or a teenager who's looking to play, can't afford, or needs better equipment, I'm willing to donate another amp. I got to clean the room out and haven't picked up a guitar in 5 months. So I need to do that this weekend. So I will be picking the guitar back up this weekend. I got a little, made a little schedule for myself of things to practice and learn. And might even take some online guitar lessons, Jeff. I've reached out to somebody, and I might take some online guitar lessons and have some fun with it again.
Oh, listen, I hear you. I may be making an announcement of a different kind shortly. Who the fuck knows?
Oh, listen, you're still a young man, Jeff. You're still a young man. So don't...
I don't know.
Listen, you know, if Tap is still out there doing it, you can still do it.
I'm not Tap. I am tapped out.
Well, let's see what happens. It's still a long way away. Oh, Rangers score again. Crazy goal. Nice goal, but Rangers up 2-1 now. Wow, Rangers taking it to Carolina. Big game right here. This is a big game right here, folks. So, Jeff, I know you don't watch a lot of baseball, or you watch any baseball for that matter, but did you happen to have a chance to follow the Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson, what's up, Jackie?
Yes, I've been following it around a little bit more because I'm just kind of interested in what way it's going to be going. And I have my opinion on it.
Okay.
I know if you want to talk about it, so I am ready to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm a little,
So do you know what happened? Do you need me to kind of give you the backstory?
Well, you know, I know what happened, but go ahead, give them the backstory so if anybody is actually watching and listening. That they'll know.
Okay, so back in 2019, Tim Anderson, who is the shortstop of the Chicago White Sox, did an interview where he said, I'm taking a little bit out of context, but basically said, I am this generation's Jackie Robinson.
Now, I want to just real quick maybe jump in here and there, just so that everybody knows that this guy is a career-long Chicago White Sox player up until present day.
Correct.
Donaldson has bounced around the league a little bit, at least on 2 different teams.
Yep.
I know he played for the Twins, and he's now playing for the Yankees. I don't know if he played for anybody else.
Right.
So, I mean, this is just sometimes Major League Baseball and sports in general kind of weed people out. And maybe some undesirables are let to go a different route than to be signed long term.
Yep.
I haven't really heard of many people that are really standing behind Donaldson. That's
no.
Why I'm bringing up.
No.
But please go on.
So anyway, he gives the interview, says he's the modern day Jackie Robinson, goes away. Now, supposedly over the years, what's his name? Donaldson has, you know, kind of broken his balls about it, called us, you know, said, hey, what's up, Jackie? And nothing's come about. I believe the Ranger goal is being taken off the board. There is no goal. It was an offsides on the play that wasn't called. Review is back to 1-1, Carolina and the Rangers. So a couple weeks ago, the Yankees and the White Sox are playing in Chicago, and Tim Anderson slides into third base, and Donaldson gives him a very hard tag. Now, Donaldson's exactly the player the Yankees needed this year, somebody with a little bit of an edge to him, you know, kind of a nasty kind of player, something that they kind of needed to have. Anyway, so there's a little bit of bad blood. A couple weeks later, we're in Yankee Stadium, and what's his name? Donaldson pulls up to second base, and Anderson's standing close by, and he goes, "Hey, what's up, Jackie?" And that sets off a little bit of a firestorm between the two of them. The next inning, Donaldson comes to the plate, and the catcher gets in his face, and sort of a melee breaks out. No punches thrown, but a lot of stuff. And, you know, my big problem is, you know, when they start playing the race card. And I'll say this, Anderson's never said it. Most of the players have never said it. It was only Tony La Russa, the ancient Mariner, manager of the team, who basically said, "Hey, you know, this is a racist remark. There's no place in baseball for this." Here's my again. So that's the backstory. Here's the bottom line. I don't know what's racist. I don't know what's disrespectful about it. I don't understand what the problem with it is. Maybe it's just I'm an old fart and I'm set in my ways. But Jeff, you're gonna have to explain to me what in that comment. The guy called himself Jackie Robinson. We all know sports people, they break each other's balls. You know, when we played sports together, when we hang out together as guys, we break each other's balls. Please explain to me why that is either racist or a disrespectful comment.
I think Anderson has set himself up to be ridiculed and everything with making such a comparison and everything.
Yes.
But who am I to say? I don't know this guy from a hole in the wall. And up until the other day, I didn't know who either one of them were because I don't follow baseball. Really.
Right.
So long story short, in my eyes, I think that you were stupid to even compare yourself to Jackie Robinson. Okay?
Yep. Agreed.
Jackie Robinson did something that you could never do, which was break a color barrier. And broke a color barrier, not just in baseball, but in a lot of other aspects in life because he broke a color barrier in baseball, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And you're 100% right. Go ahead.
All right. So that being said,
okay,
Donaldson saying that, you want to say it once, you said it once because you read the article. Maybe you thought the guy was being narcissistic, being an idiot for whatever. Like, hey, Jackie, what's up, man?
Yeah.
So, and like you could laugh and then you move on and that's it. But 3 years later, and you're still saying it, to me, it kind of seems like you were trying to prod the guy.
Oh, absolutely was. Sure, absolutely.
Into a reaction.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, a reaction on the field is not going to fucking win. And one guy throwing a temper tantrum because somebody called him Jackie is not going to cause your team to win and everything else. You're somebody who's played on a couple different teams. Maybe there's a reason because of that. I don't know, because I don't know Donaldson, but none of his teammates seem to rush to his aid. And as of yet, I still haven't really heard anything of teammates standing behind him.
No, I have not seen anybody, including his manager, who has come to his defense and say, hey, he's a really good guy. You know, he definitely didn't mean anything by it. and I get the point that, you know, Jeff, it's like the instigator in hockey. Every team's got that guy. I agree with you that it's a shame, but here's the problem. Again, if you sat there and said, hey, I'm the modern day Jackie Robinson, I think that's more disrespectful than anything there is about this whole thing.
Well, you know what, Tom? Yeah, but I'm glad that you brought up the hockey aspect of it. I don't think he would have said it in a disrespectful way. I think that everybody is looking to jockey for position and let themselves be known. And what better way to do it? Well, I imagine he's a middle infielder.
Yeah, shortstop.
So here he is saying that he's a modern-day Jackie Robinson. Mm-hmm. But you bring up a hockey player. Real quick, when you're a pest or an instigator or whatever label you want to put on this guy on a hockey team, his job is to get under people's skin, maybe take a fight, maybe take the other team commit a penalty to see where you get the upper hand. Hockey's a physical game. Baseball is a completely different game where there's a lot of old-time rules.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not all the players follow those old-time rules, but you say something stupid, you're setting yourself up for something even dumber. Okay? I think that the catcher coming to Anderson's defense was a prime example of that. And maybe Donaldson is lucky that they didn't put one behind his ear.
But, see, that's the right way to handle it.
Sure. But when you say something that 3 years later, like Anderson maybe should have just said, like, hey, shut the fuck up, because in the last 3 years, you won four different teams.
Correct.
So, whatever.
Or put a ball in his ribcage or on the back of his head. My problem is, why did he get a one-game suspension for basically trash-talking?
I agree. I guess maybe somebody listened because the race word was used, that it was racial, that now they might have figured, like, okay, let's not fuck around here. You said a racial racist remark, bang, one game.
But is it racist, Jeff?
It was racist. We can't prove it was racist, but you, a white player, said something to a black player about another black player, him comparing himself to an all-time great, and you said, hey, Jackie.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's dumb, but we've all played ball. I remember doing stuff like that a million times growing up. You know, if the guy didn't like it, he took a shot at you. You know, I mean, I've seen a million things happen on baseball, football fields, hockey rinks. You know, I get the retribution. You know, the catcher could have nailed him in the head. The pitcher could have threw one in his rib cage. A lot of things could have come up, but it's not a racist comment. Yeah, I mean, the guy called himself Jack, the modern day Jackie Robinson. So if anybody's being disrespectful, it's that guy. Nobody has put up with what Jackie Robinson, nobody in baseball today has put up with what Jackie Robinson put up with. It's not even possible. So to put yourself on that level, you know, if you want to say, hey, I want to be as iconic as Jackie Robinson, hey, go for it. But, you know, his whole thing is, Jeff, because players were taunted, you know, he was abused about the flipping the bats and showboating, and he's changing the culture of baseball. That's how he's iconic. Yeah, that's how he's the modern-day Jackie Robinson. So, to me, okay, you want to say that it's disrespectful. His teammates want to say, hey, it's not the right thing. Shouldn't have said it. All right, I can deal with it. Baseball, the White Sox want to go out there and throw a couple in his rib cage, slide the third base with the cleats up, whatever. But to suspend the guy for a game, the same suspension you get for throwing at a guy because one guy didn't like being called what he said he was, you know, Jeff, I'm just – you know, to me, it's the woke culture, and we just keep feeding into it.
Listen, I have to agree with you, Tom. The only thing I could say is that maybe what they're trying to do is just stamp out something that hasn't happened yet. And like, okay, guys, you know, this is going stupid, and before it takes off and we have a bigger problem and maybe some guy gets a bat thrown at him or something of that nature, you said something stupid, bang. You got a game.
Yeah, I get it. I just, like I said, it's just playing into the. This is just, well, we didn't do anything, and all the black players are going to be upset. You know, anybody gets upset at this, it's just the woke. I'm sorry, I just can't get past this one.
I don't think they did it to appease the black players in the league.
You know? Okay. What do you think they did it for? Just to calm it down?
Nobody other than Tom La Russa, who I can't understand why he would even say that was a racist comment. I don't understand what the racial implication, what the racial thing is. I think what maybe they did is because Tom La Russa said it was a racial comment, then they turned around and said, okay, listen, before this explodes, before anything happens, baseball's kind of an old-time sport. You know, grandpa's rules still are in effect. He gets a game. Okay, this guy said if La Russa didn't say anything, maybe they call him in and they just warn him and be like, listen, let's not use certain terms anymore, period, end of story. Say it again, 10-game suspension.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But,
so,
but,
if, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
Donaldson is not a full-time player, is he?
He's not, I would say he's, I would say the answer to that is yes. He is a full-time player, but he's not a guy who's playing 160 games. He's got a lot of, he's had a lot of injuries in his career. He's probably a three-quarter player at this point.
Okay.
But
so to lose him for one game when you're already missing out on, say, maybe 40 to 60 games a year?
Yeah, I'd say 40 games, yeah.
Okay, so to lose one game, it's not a lot, but
no.
It's still something. But you want to know something too, Tom? They're also doing it at a time of the year where his team could absorb the loss of the player. You're talking May,
mm-hmm.
not even June. I don't necessarily agree with it because, like you said, I don't understand what is it that, what rule, what infraction, what was the problem?
Yeah, I mean, tell me what the slur is. I mean, if you, you know, I mean, if you used the N word, if you called them a colored, I mean, if you did something, I get it. Listen, he's a pest. He tried to get under his skin. I get that. That's annoying. But when you open yourself up to that, that's what you're going to get. You know, when you walk around saying, I'm the next Jackie Robinson, you know, players are going to laugh at it. And, you know, he's going to get a little ridicule for it. And that's it. So what does this mean, Jeff? So the next time a white player talks shit to a black player, we're going to suspend him now? So now there's no more trash talking in sports?
You know, Tom, who the fuck knows?
Yeah.
I hear you, and I agree with you. I understand what you're saying. But in all honesty, who knows?
You're right.
It's a shame that it's the way it is. They're going to make these people go on, you know, you get on first base. Hi, Tom. Hi, Jeff. How's the family, Tom?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I haven't seen you since last season. I got to go to second base now. See you later. You know, it also goes to show you where some of that old-time feel of the game, you know, like when these guys got on base and you said they used to hate one another.
Yeah.
You know, that they weren't having like, yo, man, I hear your kid just got hit a home run in high school and, you know, hey, next year your contract's up, you know, we need to, whatever. That shouldn't be in sports anyway. You should be concentrating on the game.
Yeah.
The clip that you played of Ray Liotta.
Yep.
Of, I'm sorry, I can't.
Feel the Dreams?
Feel the Dreams.
Yep.
The first ball he hit up at the pitcher.
Yep.
Remember?
Yeah.
Kevin Costner.
Yes, hits the ball back, yeah.
The look on Ray Liotta's face, who was Shoeless Joe Jackson
correct.
In the movie.
Yep.
Okay. Kind of looked annoyed at the time he did it, kind of like maybe he did it purposely. Because, you know, some of these guys could hit the ball exactly where they want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a professional baseball player, who else better to do that? And then he was like, put it here instead.
Right.
And then he tanked it over the fence. So is it a possibility? Like, you know, when you saw the clip of Ray Liotta, he's portraying a baseball player from the early 1900s,
mm-hmm.
1919 or before.
Mm-hmm.
And he was all business up at the plate. He wasn't smiling. He wasn't sending warm wishes. He wasn't like, hey, sorry about that or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, strange.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The way it is now. It's a completely different mindset.
And oh, yeah.
In baseball and in sports in general. It's just.
Well, it's I call it the pussification of sports. I mean, years ago, you know, when you played on a team, I mean, you were a Yankee, you hated the Red Sox. When you were, you know, an Oakland Raider, you know, you hated the Miami Dolphins or the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, is gone from sports now. The Rangers are down 2-1, and one of the Carolina Hurricanes has been hit in the face with a puck, blood all over the ice. Wow. But that's problem. One of the problems with sports today, Jeff, is that.
I'm sorry, I got to make a call real quick. I got a text from somebody. I'm sorry, I don't know what this is all about.
Go ahead, do what you got to do.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, as the Rangers are 8 minutes left, 8 minutes and 14 seconds left of the second period, down 2-1 in Carolina. It's a good hockey game. Rangers lose a goal on an offsides. Good challenge by the Carolina Panthers. But still a lot of hockey to go, and Lots to talk about here on the Hard Rockin' Sports Show. Jeff and I are talking. You know, just to finish up this Tim Anderson thing, I get what Jeff's saying, but at what point can you know, sports is all about that. It's all about, you know, jockeying. It's all about, you know, needling the other team, getting under their skin, getting in their heads, and you know, that's been going on for 100 years in sports, and I don't get it. Are we taking that away? Are we really that pussified? Are we really that bad that we can't handle? Yeah, thanks, Mike. Yeah, it's the pussification of sports, and that's the bottom line. I, again, used to be, you know, if you were a Yankee fan growing up in the 70s, and I'm sure before that, in the 80s, you hated the Red Sox because they were Red Sox. You know, and Yankee players, they hated that team. You know, when growing up as a Ranger fan in the 70s, you hated the Philadelphia Flyers. And the players hated the Philadelphia Flyers. It didn't matter who was on the team. When you put that jersey on, you were hated. And that's the problem with sports now. Everybody's best friends. Everybody's making videos. Everybody's hanging out. Everybody's in South Beach and they're in all these other places. Yeah, I'm sorry. That it's the pussification of sports. You know, guys are just afraid to piss anybody off. Oh, I won't say the wrong thing. Guys, man, it's the pussification of sports. And I don't know how else to say it. But this whole Tim Anderson thing, Tim Anderson didn't like it. He had his balls broken. The Yankees had kicked the shit out of him all season. And Donaldson slapped him with a nice tag. And he had his chance. And, you know, Donaldson got under his skin one too many times, and it bothered him. Well, tough luck. You know what? Don't sit there and call yourself the next Jackie Robinson. Don't do stupid shit, and nobody calls you out on it. And if it does bother you, the next time he goes to third base, put your cleats in his chest. Okay? Next time he's a bat, tell the pitcher to put one in his ear. But to get a guy suspended for a game, and for Tony La Russa at 75 years old to come out and call it a racist comment, it's not racist. Nothing to do with race. Okay? If anything, you should be honored. If you want to be like Jackie, he's calling you Jackie. You know, you're talking about one of the most iconic people, not even ballplayers, iconic people in our history. The guy was right in the forefront of the civil rights movement. So, you know, bad job by baseball. I don't care what you tell me. To suspend the guy for a game, it's playing to the woke culture. It's moving the all-star game. Oh. Yeah, Jeff, you back?
I'll be right back. I'm just going to talk to my wife.
Sure, yeah, man. It's just moving the All-Star game again to Denver because of the Jim Crow laws where they were suppressing voter turnout, which, by the way, they had the biggest turnout ever in Georgia. So they moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta to Denver for no reason. You know, this is the same thing. It's just for what? You're just playing to the left, playing to the woke culture. And, you know, again, I tell everybody, you let it go, it's no big deal until it bites you in the ass, until you're the person that the woke culture comes for next. What you believe in, what you like, you know, next thing you know, they're telling you your movie, your show, your song, you know, your name is no good. It's, you know, needs to be changed because they don't agree with it. That's fine. When they take the statues down, when they tell you that you can't play certain movies, you know what? You are allowing this to happen, and this is why I'm going to Florida. Again, Florida should be its own country at some point. But I have to be honest with you. This whole woke culture stuff, it took, you know, and when it bites you in your ass, you know, then you're gonna go, oh, I don't understand, you know. But you know what can I say? I don't agree with it. It's a terrible move. Now let's get to Brandon Tierney. WFAN this week. I listened to FAN, which is a big sports radio show here. Jeff's back. Everything okay, Jeff?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did. Now all of a sudden I'm getting text messages. I'll tell you, I can send you something now, and then I don't want to get too much into it.
Is this more band stuff or is
No.
Okay.
Oh, I just sent you something. And
I'll take a look at
that'll explain that. That's why I'm starting to get some calls and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, so, oh, wow. Really sorry to hear that one.
Listen, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I got you. I was just about to talk about it. I moved on. Let's see. I don't see anything afraid of freedom. Father like freedom and shit. Yeah, Mike, I'm with you. I am absolutely with you on that. So,
what is he saying? I can't say you can't be with him on that if I didn't see it.
Well, you're on the text. You're on the thing. You're on the message.
Shit. I like this guy, Mike.
Mike's the best. Mike and Joe, they are good friends at Hemp Wizard Beer Care Co. Definitely good friends of the show and good people. I love their posts. So make sure you guys, not only do they have the beard stuff, Jeff, that you use and you recommend highly.
Which I have, once again, I have the prop bottle that I keep right here for this right here. For whoever's watching, if they can, I use Kushnick because I like the woodsy, Christmassy smell.
Jeff's a big
that
Christmas
I get
guy.
Out of that.
Okay.
You know? It does. It smells good and got a Christmassy smell. You know, it's good. I actually got to order more. I just ran out. I may have enough for one more day, so I would love to get some more. I'm probably going to order some this weekend.
Nice, nice. That's good. Yeah, make sure you go to Hemp Wizard Beard Care Co. Our good buddies, Mike and Joe, and they got some great videos out there. If you get a chance to keep up on them. And not only are they beard, but they also have some body lotions and stuff. So make sure we support our good friends and all of our good friends, especially our good friend Mark Scott. I want to say former Trickster drummer, because they're out there doing stuff without him now. But Mark doesn't mind because he's out there selling vodka all over the place. American Premium Vodka, folks. Make sure you find it in your local store. If you ain't got it, tell them to go out and order American Premium Vodka made in America. By Americans, and they are, parts of the proceeds from that will go back to our amazing veterans. So make sure we you stay on top of that. So, Rangers.
Staying on top of things, tell them to throw a few fucking bottles in a box and send it on over.
we're
pushing this stuff. We should be able to taste it.
I've been waiting. I have not asked Mark to send anything out to us, so I'm kind of just hoping that the case will find its way our way. A case is only four bottles.
Huh?
A case is only four bottles, I believe.
No.
I believe.
Depends on how they pack it, man. A case could be a lot of bottles.
Not for vodka. I think a case is only four or six.
Nah, it's more than that. It depends on the size of the bottle.
I guess that, again, I'm not trying to be greedy. A couple bottles each would be nice, but that's okay. We'll still support our good friend Mark Scott. Hey, guys, one thing I didn't announce today, B. Brian Blair. That's right. If you're a wrestling fan from the 80s and 90s, as Jeff and I are, B. Brian Blair will be joining us on our 8th anniversary show on July 28th. So make sure you stay around for that. Brian's a big, I don't know if he's a politician in Florida now, but he will be the very first 80s wrestler to appear on our show. And
listen, I'm looking forward to that, man.
And
I am in Brian Blair right now.
Yep, and I'm in negotiations with Brutus the Barber for Jeff's birthday show. Jeff, we got the big Jeff birthday show coming up in July. I think it's the 14th. We'll be doing the Jeff birthday show. So I am negotiating to have Brutus and Barber Beefcake be part of that show. So we'll see. Waiting for Missy to get back to me and let me know if that date works.
I'm going to send you another picture.
Uh-huh.
That is from B. Brian Blair's Wikipedia page. Oh, my goodness. Time has not been very kind to Mr. Blair.
Well, time's not been kind to any of them, to be honest with you. So.
No, it hasn't. But, I mean, when you... You know what? When you don't see these guys for years, and you remember what they look like,
yes, and
like I do.
Yes.
I remember what they look like, and then you see a picture of them, and it's like it's shocking.
Yes,
see how old some of these guys got, and then when you realize that it's almost 40 years that some of these guys could be closing in on 80.
Yeah, well,
and you don't even know it.
It's funny. Yeah, it is true. It's funny. I was looking up some stuff, and Don Morocco is still alive. So I was trying to reach out to Don Morocco to invite him on the show. And I went looking for him, and I went, that ain't Don Morocco. That's Don Morocco's father. And then you hear him talk, and you're like, oh, shit, that is Don Morocco. He's just 102 years old.
Yeah.
But it's funny. You know, it's funny. You think that time stops. You know, like you remember these guys were, you know, from 1986 and, you know, 1990, and they were probably in their early 30s, you know, and, you know, they were these monstrous guys, good looking, some of them. And then you go, I haven't seen the guy in 40 years. And then you gasp when they look nothing like the guy that you remember, you know, from WrestleMania 3.
There was a picture. I'm laughing because, like, you're right, WrestleMania 3, that's how long ago we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, exactly.
Right? But I seen a picture of Greg the Hammer Valentine
uh-huh.
sitting in his house. It looks like he was, and it laughs. I laugh because I think of my own relatives sitting next to Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Uh-huh.
Right? Neither one of them has shirts on. Brutus Beefcake had his nipples pierced, and he has tattoos all over the place now at this point.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like they're having lunch, like that they were out at the pool and they came in. It's just too hot out. I'm going back inside. I'm going to have lunch. Come on, let's go have lunch. And now they're sitting there having lunch, probably like in their fucking Speedos and shit. And, you know, they're like, are you going to go back out after lunch? I don't know. I got to go to the doctor at 4 o'clock. And, you know, you just look at them and be like, combined age of got to be well over 150 years old at this point in time between the two of them. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know?
I got it. Listen, like I said, it definitely throws me for a loop because, you know, it's funny, like when, you know, some of the football players, you see them every year and you can see them aging, you know, like old baseball players or old football players or whatever. But the wrestlers, for me at least, you know, they were out of my sight line for a long time. You know, so, you know, when you turn around and you look up and you look at these guys and you go, you know, some of them, you know, they've been okay. You know, Tito Santana still has, you know, has that look. You know, you remember who, you know, what he looked like. And then some of them, you go, who is that? You know, what happened to, you know, go look up Mr. Wonderful in his later years.
When his final years, never mind the later years, his final years.
Yeah, the final years.
Some of them are just, you look at them and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Tom.
Yeah, so one thing you learn is time stands still for no one, Jeff, so.
Time just marches on, man. Second at a time. It just does not care.
Yes, it does. So, but we'll move on. One thing I want to mention, I listen to sports radio a lot during the week, especially when I'm at my desk. I listen to The Fan. And Jeff, I know you don't listen to sports radio, but the middle of the day, the morning is Boomer and Boomer Esiason. And then by 10 o'clock, Tiki Barber has a show with this guy, Brandon Tierney. They come on from 10 to 2 every day. And it's a good listen. I never listened to them before. They were on national radio. Now they moved over to the local stuff. And they're very good and all that. But anyway, the reason I bring it up is because Brandon Tierney, who's the actual host along with Tiki Barber, they were supposed to have Paul O'Neill, the former Yankee, that current Yankee broadcaster. He's got a book coming out. I read some excerpts from it. It seems like a very good book. Anyway, they're going to have Paul O'Neill on this week. And they announced it. Paul O'Neill's literally 10 minutes from being on the air. And I guess Paul O'Neill's people turned around and said, hey, he's looking forward to coming on. But listen, he doesn't want any questions about the Josh Donaldson, Tim Anderson thing. You can't bring it up. And they're like, listen, you can't dictate to us what we can talk about. Well, you know, we'll do it. We won't take it forever. And, you know, we won't do it in a stupid way. But, you know, we kind of got to bring it up. And they're like, no, you cannot bring it up. And they said, well, if we can't ask him about that, we don't want him. And I applaud them because, you know, not that we're big shots here or anything, but, you know, we kind of ask whatever we want. And I would never let any – I've had that a couple times, even with Lita Ford. Lita Ford, people came on and said, you know, you can't ask about this, you can't ask about that. And I was like, listen, we're going to interview her. Wherever it goes. And, in fact, she brought up all the stuff that they told us not to bring up. But
that ain't on you then.
Right. So what I'm saying is, so I applaud those guys for not letting a guest, especially a big guest. And, you know, Brandon Tierney said, Paul is my second favorite Yankee of all time behind Don Mattingly. And it breaks my heart not to have the guy on. But you can't let the guest come on and say, well, you can't ask me about this. Only ask me this. You know, it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Let me ask you something.
Yep.
because, you know, like I always say to you when you bring certain things up, I like to examine the other side of the coin.
Uh-huh.
Right? You want to ask Paul O'Neill about this. Paul O'Neill hasn't been on a baseball field in a uniform in what, 20, 25 years?
Yeah, I'd say 2001, so 21 years ago.
Okay.
He's,
what does his opinion mean on it about anything?
He's a Yankee broadcaster right now. He broadcasts Yankee games.
Oh, okay. I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's why.
So nonetheless, you know what? He's not on the field. He's not, you know, relevant in the Yankees. Not like he was a coach.
No.
He wasn't a teammate of either one of these guys. So, I mean, you want to say maybe he should just say, you know, listen, you can ask me one question or we could talk about
yeah.
this for 5 minutes. But then again, you don't know if maybe somebody told him, you're going on the air. Don't talk about it.
Well, then you come on and you say that. Okay, you can ask me the question. Listen, I've been told by my management because of the situation they prefer if I don't answer the question. Okay. But you can't come not be even be on the air and say it. And listen, you're a broadcast. You're giving your opinion all day long. You know, this is happening right in front of you every night. You know, there's going to be some questions about it. And I applaud the guys for basically saying if we can't ask you all the questions, then we don't want you. So good for them. It doesn't happen to everybody. I'll tell you right out of here. I was offered a guest. I'll say it. I was like, who gives a shit what I think? But we were supposed to have the bass player from Trickster on. And I found out that right before, you know, somebody, and it was his manager reached out to me and said, hey, we want to get him on your show. And I said, yeah, no problem. We'll interview him. Jeff and I have no problem. We'll talk to anybody. It's a bass player. It's good for Jeff. He can talk bass. It's always good. And then I found out that week that this guy was bad-mouthing my friend, a guy I consider a friend now, Mark Scott from Trickster, the drummer. And they were, you know, basically calling him a piece of shit. And I reached out to Mark and said, listen, you know, this guy's calling you a piece of shit. You're my guy. You come on the show all the time. You know, I'm ready to tell him not to come on the show. And he said, listen, I appreciate it. You don't have to do that. And I said, you know what, Mark, I can't possibly, even if you say it's okay, I'm telling the guy he can't come on. And I reached out and said, listen, we're not interested in having your guy on the show.
And what did I say to you?
And they were like, we don't understand. I said, well, I just don't like what's going on with the band. And I disagree. And I prefer, you know, I think I'm just going to pass on the interview. And, you know, we have Mark on the show all the time, and he's really good to us. And I don't think I can promote your stuff. And that was it. But
and they called it. You canceled it?
I canceled it, yeah.
Well, listen, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But, you know, who am I to say? Me personally, I understand your point, and I think that shows a lot of loyalty on your part. But, I mean, here's a chance that you could have gotten the other side of the story because I would have said, you know what, we know this side. Now I'm going to ask some questions because what's the worst that happens? This guy leaves and you could just turn around and be like, oh, hey, Joe, man, listen, it's great to see you. Why are the problems with Mark or Scott?
Yeah.
What is going on?
No, in hindsight, you're probably right, Jeff. In hindsight, you're probably right. It would be nice to get him on the air and get his side. But I felt at the time that getting his side would have been him bad-mouthing Mark. And I can't sit there and stick up for him. So, you know, he's actually, you know, giving his side of the story and blasted Mark. And I just didn't feel comfortable with it. But to your point, and you're probably right, you know, it probably would have come off better if I let him on and then tried to drill him on why there was a problem and push back on it a little bit. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, you're right. But you want to know something, Tom? It's you. You're a very loyal person. And, so, you know, you're sticking up for the person that brought you to a certain level. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And, I'm not going to say sticking up for them or protecting them,
mm-hmm.
but you're just showing your loyalty towards a person that's been on several times and everything. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes I guess in this business, if that's what you want to call this situation, a business,
mm-hmm.
you have to take it when it comes. And, you know, here's a chance for you. You know, it's a little adversity, yeah, but you can always just say, listen, he's never said anything bad about you. I'm asking you not to say anything bad about him. We've been warned. If it goes that way again, I got to end it. I can't. I'll have to go a different line of questioning. You know, he doesn't know that you can hang up on him at any time. What difference does it make?
Huh?
you call back all show long. Like, that's it. We're done here. We're not with, you know, sorry.
Hmm. Yeah,
you know,
again.
Like a normal human. That's it.
Yeah, again, I'm sure he would have probably not wanted to talk about it at all or very little. Again, in hindsight, maybe I should have, but I just felt like having him on would have been disrespectful, and I was kind of trying to take the back. And Mark was very appreciative and all that. He was couldn't have been nicer, and he's always been good to us. Anytime I've asked him to come on, right up to having him on your benefit we did for you when you got banned the first time. From Facebook, Mark came on and he stuck up for you. So, we'll move on. We got some more things to get to. I want to talk about first Dwayne Haskins. Did you see the paper? He had a blood alcohol level of 0.20, more than double the legal limit. And
a strange girl in the car with him.
And strange drugs in his system.
Oh boy!
Yeah, two strange drugs in the system.
What are strange drugs?
Ketamine and something else. I don't know what they do, but he was completely drunk off his ass, high as a kite.
Ketamine is Special K.
Yeah, it's something in that. There's a couple of different ones it was in there for. Suppose he got into a fight, I think, with his cousin, and then he stormed out of the club. This is 6 a.m. He's driving on the highway. Completely wrecked, runs out of gas, and then gets hit by a dump truck.
The Special K is a date rape drug.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm usually, you know, guys put that in girls' drinks. I don't know why he was taking it. Yeah. I don't know what the other drug was, but, you know, I'd imagine they go hand in hand. So who knows?
I'm trying to get there.
You were let go by a quarterback needy team. I'm trying to, like, you know, it's like this. Imagine being let go by a quarterback needy team.
Yeah.
A la Geno Smith.
Yep.
And then you get to sign on with a team, another team,
mm-hmm.
with the Pittsburgh Steelers, or AKA New York Giants. And then you're going out there to replace a legend, Ben Roethlisberger, or in the Giants case, Eli Manning. And then Geno goes out there and he plays that one game. And, you know, this guy didn't even get the chance to get out there. And he had a chance to resurrect your career, possibly compete for a starting job.
Yeah.
And maybe this is why he's not the Washington Redskins quarterback at this point in time but to that moment. Who knows what other issues might have followed him out the door in Washington.
True. And by the way, I want to confirm. So was ketamine, K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E, is an anesthetic, and norketamine is a metabolite of ketamine. So for some reason, he is, again, completely drunk, 0.20. He is wandering the highway looking for gas. And hit by a car. The medical examiner report stated that an unnamed female companion who was in his car on the side of the highway told police he was looking for gas. Unclear the relationship. The reason I bring this up is not to disparage the guy. It's really not. But it goes back to, you know, some of these guys just are not professional players. You know, here's a guy who's getting a second chance. You just brought it up. He's getting a second chance. And he's out with obviously not his wife, completely drunk, driving through the streets, high and high on two different painkillers. There's a reason why, you know, he was going to bounce around team to team, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, everybody in their lifetime has done some stupid stuff. But that's different level stupid
stuff.
Yeah,
that's.
You know, you got somebody else in the car with you. You got a wife at home, and you know, like, I don't know, not good, not good.
Nope. So again, not to disparage it, but we'll move on. Let's see, Jeff. Let's bring up Deshaun Watson. I got a bunch of quarterbacks in a row right now. So Deshaun Watson, why is he important?
One record is Dwayne Haskins is no longer a quarterback.
Okay, so he was before he died. So Deshaun Watson, two of his accusers spoke out today, did an interview this week with Brian Gumbel, and very graphic on what happened and how it happened. And I will tell you this, Jeff, I will almost guarantee you, and I can't imagine, because the first thing this woman said was, you know, it's almost like it happened twice when I saw that the Browns signed him to a guaranteed $230 million deal. And if you're the NFL, you're going to have to do something big here. You cannot give him a three-game, four-game suspension. I will tell you right now, I would almost bet you right now he gets a one-year suspension. I think there's no way in the world he can get away without it.
Never mind that. Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns real quick for a
second.
Sure,
go ahead.
There has to be somebody in the Cleveland Browns organization right now as we speak. Laying his head on the desk that has just repeated the words, oh, no, for the 25,000th time today. And they just go, oh, no, no, oh, no, oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
no.
I agree with you. Yes.
There has to be. There has to be.
Yes.
There has to be.
Yes.
First of all, to mortgage the future for this guy. Okay, that's one thing.
Yep.
Okay, let's say that. That's one. Two, you burned. Never mind burn. Not only did you burn, then you blew it up and knocked it down. Every single bridge that you have to Baker Mayfield.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sitting there thinking like, you know, you assholes, I'm getting paid no matter what. I'm getting paid.
He's still sitting around trying to figure out where he's playing next year.
But he doesn't, you know, I hear you, but the motherfucker's getting paid, so it doesn't matter to him at this point.
I guess.
I'm sure he wants to play. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he'll catch on with somebody someplace, even if he's a backup. He's going to be on a football field, and he ain't going to wear an orange helmet next year. But they're so stupid that they didn't even get rid of him. They're going to pay for him. And then you mortgage the future for a guy who still wasn't free, or because he didn't get, or, you know, they declined to press charges against him.
Yeah.
You got to be fucking kidding me. Who in their right mind would say that this is a good idea?
Yeah. And give him a guaranteed $230 million contract. Not even, you know, okay, if he's guaranteed the money regardless. I mean, yeah, I mean, this is just typical Browns decision making.
What's the contract then? Do you know?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
Damn.
Yeah, they got it for 5 years starting this year. So,
jeez.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. You know, if he does get suspended for a year, you're talking about a guy coming back next year from missing two seasons of football. Now, let me ask you this question. Can the NFL or anybody, of the Browns, can anybody say, well, he didn't play last year? Can they use that as the suspension that he was paid, but he was sitting around and he didn't get to play? He was a healthy scratch every week. Or do you think that's not possible? And they're going to have to really suspend them.
That's an answer for a court and a judge. If anybody tried that, if they tried to push that, which I would imagine that somebody is going to definitely try it, because one, he was on a different team.
Right.
He was on Houston Texans. Two, he was a healthy scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is different than.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
He actually was not suspended.
No, he was not. I'm saying, could they try to use that